Girls in all secondary schools here will be offered a vaccine this month to protect against the causes of cervical cancer. 85% of first-year students took the vaccine last year in three doses. It's being changed to two doses now. Dr. Brenda Corcoran is here to tell us more. She's a consultant in public health medicine and a representative of the HSE National Immunisation Office. Dr. Corcoran, thank you for coming in to us. It's been running for 3 years now and the uptake has been very high.
The uptake has been very high and we're very pleased to see that this year 42,000 girls completed the three-dose course of the vaccine, and we now know that they are protected against the types of HPV which cause 7 out of 10 cases of cervical cancer. So it's very good news.
This is human papillomavirus. It's a common virus. Most women will get it at some stage, but some of those viruses can cause cervical cancer.
Yes, and we don't know which girls will go on to develop the cancer. So that's why it's important that all girls get the vaccine before they start any possible exposure to the virus. That's why the vaccine is given to 12-year-old girls. We know the vaccine works better in younger girls than in older girls.
And yet, if you miss out on it at 12 or 13, you can take it in later years.
You can, but the expert group here and in all other countries have recommended the best time to get it is around the age of 12.
Are you surprised at the high uptake, given that there was some reservation on the part of some parents at giving this vaccine to 11, 12-year-old, 13-year-old children, because they're unlikely to be sexually active at that age?
That's true, but the vaccine is to protect against cancer, and I think parents have read all the information that has been out there. They've listened to all the experts that have been talking, and they now realise that this is an important vaccine to get for their daughters. It does protect against cancer. We know that it's been widely used since 2007 in Australia and in Denmark, and already they've seen a 50% reduction in pre-cancers which are required to develop cancer. So the vaccine is working, and the evidence for the vaccine to work is there. Parents believe this and they're getting the vaccine for their daughters.
Is it fair to say that it's too early to see any similar results here?
We only started in 2010, so it will be a little while longer before we see some of the evidence. But we would be very hopeful that we would be seeing some results very soon.
Three doses to two. Why?
Because, again, there is new evidence to say that two doses are as effective as three doses in young girls, which, again, is good news for the girls and for their parents.
Is this vaccine given at school or at your GP?
The vaccine is given in school as part of the school immunisation programme. There are three vaccines that are given to first years. The HPV vaccine is given to girls, and two other vaccines will be given to both boys and girls in first year as part of the school programme.
There's a new vaccine, there's one for it's another one to protect against meningitis.
This is a vaccine, the MEN-C vaccine, meningococcal C vaccine, which affects, which causes meningitis and septicemia or blood poisoning. We know that there are two peaks in the numbers of cases, mostly in young children under 5 years of age. But again, there's another peak at 15 to 19 years of age. The vaccine is currently routinely given to all babies since the year 2000, and we've seen a huge reduction in cases. But there are concerns that this immunity, the protection that babies have, may wane or may reduce over time, so that when they become young adults, they may develop the disease again, which is why our expert group have recommended a booster in first year in school.
Brenda, thank you very much. That's Dr. Brenda Corcoran from the HSE's National Immunisation Office.